Let's get to the travel information now at 7:41.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Vanilla.
Yes, he has. It's Peter Greenberg, Emmy Award-winning travel editor for CBS News, host of The Travel Detective on public television, and you hear him on WGN Radio. He'll be on here tomorrow night from 7 until 10. Good morning, Peter. How you doing?
I'm hanging in. Good morning and happy early holiday.
Same to you. I want to ask you about this Wall Street Journal article that I saw yesterday. Headline, the airlines bet on COVID tests. Airlines and tourism organizations around the world say testing is the answer, and they're rushing to make it happening, opening test sites at airports, adding test results to passenger records, and offering flights only for tested passengers. What's the latest on all this?
Well, you know, it's a good indication of where the confidence levels are. It's not necessarily going to be the vaccine that's going to save us in the short term. It's going to be rapid response, reliable, widespread testing. Now, again, having said all that, not every country has the same protocols or the rules or the restrictions. There's no such thing as a universal health card yet that's going to give you a free pass anywhere you want to go simply because you came out negative on the test. But it's a good beginning. However, in the long term, what's going to happen, this is my prediction, whether you're going on a cruise, getting on an airplane, even maybe going to an airport, you're going to have to show proof that you've been vaccinated. And there's going to be a universal vaccination passport that will be coming out. It's the only real way to figure out how we move forward in the long term.
I saw on your website a story about a spike in travel bookings for 2021 and beyond. Is that because of the positive vaccine news?
Well, that and because people got shut out of 2020. So everybody who didn't get a chance to go anywhere this year doesn't want to be shut out again next year. There's pent-up demand that we all can see and feel. And so the early bookings for June, July, and August are going through the roof.
If anyone wants to fly between now and the first week of January, say, what are the best days? When do you think planes and airports will be fairly empty?
Well, they're going to be fairly empty. We have 34 million fewer Americans traveling over this Christmas holiday than did in 2019. That's still leaving 81 million people that will be traveling, mostly by car, by the way. Remember, over Thanksgiving, you had nearly 5 million people traveling by air. TSA were screening, about 1 million people a day. But Christmas tends to be a little bit lower every year than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the busiest travel period. So if you're looking for open days, they're all basically open. Remember, Christmas, we all know when Thanksgiving is. It's a Thursday. Christmas is a different day every year, so people can stagger their departure times and their return times. So it's really six of one, half a dozen of the other.
And to be safe, do you like window seats, emergency row if you can get it, the front of the plane, the back of the plane? Where do we sit?
Well, for me, I always like the window exit seat simply because I'm not planning on crawling over anybody else during the flight, and I don't want anybody crawling over me during the flight. And that's got a little bit more extra legroom. So if you can get that seat early, sometimes the airlines will make you pay a premium for it, but that's really, for me, the best coach seat on the plane.
And on your Eye on Travel feature this morning, I heard you talking about credit cards and some new payment plans. Tell us about this.
Well, keep in mind that Americans' household debt is an all-time high. Our mortgage debt is at an all-time high. So our amount of money that we have left to spend on travel may be at an all-time low. So there have been a number of new financial models coming out, which are really going back to the future. It's like the old layaway plan, where people can pay for their travel over time, but not necessarily on their credit card. Because credit card companies right now, the banks are trying to limit their exposure, and they're lowering credit lines, and in many cases canceling cards, because of the high number of credit card defaults. So these new payment programs are allowing people to still travel, but doing it on ahead of time, the layaway plan, a little bit every month.
More from Peter Greenberg tomorrow night here on WGN Radio, 7 until 10 this weekend on Saturday evening. Peter, you have a happy, healthy new year. Always good talking to you. Appreciate the great travel information you provide.
Thank you, sir, and the best back to you.